What up, bro? Welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Brand Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show, man. I hope you guys go subscribe, comment, you know, do it all, man. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, because tonight it is Point of View or Random Shit. Some crazy-ass stories going on, so it's only right that I talk about it. Give at least my point of view on the shit. So let's get into it, man. Where do I want to start? Okay, let's start like this. I have been very, well, I don't say I've been very vocal or very honest. I've talked about this shit because I really don't give a fuck about them. But what is going on right now with the royal family is kind of funny, I guess. Listen, the whole situation has started because of Kate Middleton. I think she's the Duchess. That is how it goes. And people have called complete and utter bullshit on a photo she posted with her kids. And it was like, yo, this is Photoshop. What the fuck is this? What's going on? Now, of course, you know, Kate Middleton just had, surgery just recently. And so, a lot of shit has been kind of coming out about, well, was that even Kate in the picture? So, it's a lot of things being said. And the thing about this situation is the monarchy, I think, are trying their hardest to not create too much drama with the situation at hand. But at the same time, we live in a world where privacy isn't going to always be so private. And it sucks that we live in this world today. But at the same time, don't post the picture. Don't post the picture. Like, because it was Mother's Day in the UK. And so they posted this picture of her and her kids. And all hell broke loose after that. And now the kind of the conversation of how bad is Kate Middleton really doing because of the surgery she just had. Again, they're not telling you what she actually went into surgery for, because that's the one private thing about life that they're trying to keep under wraps, and I respect that. But where this situation now lies is that now people are going to now dig deeper and deeper into the conversation of, okay, if that was Photoshop, what else has been Photoshop that you guys have put out? And now you're running into a problem where I don't think that you as the monarchy can handle it, because you guys are not good at handling controversial situations or issues. It's just your track record. And that's the problem that we're in right now. Now, a prayer for Kate Middleton. I hope she's okay. I hope she's doing okay. But again, we don't know shit. And that's the thing about people. If we knew what was going on, maybe we wouldn't be so goddamn asshole-ish to people so much. But even then, we still are stupid and we don't give people the proper grace to live their lives and go through their situations. Because that's just how we are nowadays in life, I guess. Which goes into another thing. So, Kanye's back. Again, like I always say when I say this shit about this man. He decided to pretty much get rid of someone who has decided to work for him and help him kind of roll out his new clothes and his album that just came out, and his, I guess, manager fired her on social media, said she owed them money. And yeah, and the woman that they fired is a model, actress. She, I don't know what the fuck she does. To be honest with you, I have no clue what the fuck she does. Not even in the slightest. But raises another question of all questions, which is, they try to run out here and scream, well, you signed an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, right? You can't really speak on what happened with us. And if you do, then we can sue you. We can cause, we can sue you for, damages and, defamation of character, all that shit. Like, we can sue you. And the woman today was just like, yeah, I see that. And I'm going to tell you, fuck your NDA. People are not even afraid of getting that type of shit put on them anymore. Like, I signed the NDA, but bitch, I'm still say what the fuck I want to say. Like, that is the craziest shit. That doesn't even put fear in people anymore. That is nuts. That is fucking nuts. That is nuts. That it doesn't even put fear in people anymore. They used to scare the shit out of people back in the day. That barely leaves a fucking inkling of problems for people. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm still saying what I want to say. That is crazy. And she's like, yeah, fuck you, NDA. Damn. That's nuts, man. Shit, I guess. But this is the thing about life right now that we're in, right? Like, where people are just like, you're not about to silence me because you fucked me over. Like, that, I'm not about to shut up just because you told me to. But that's still not a smart thing to do. Like, it's just not a good thing to do. To still try to run your mouth knowing damn well they kind of got you right now. I good fucking luck. I just I don't get it, man. We live in this world, man. This world's 'cause it's a little chaotic, man. But good fucking luck, man. I don't know. Which brings me to this. So America is trying to ban TikTok. I don't know why, but we should have saw this coming when all of the musical platforms, every music label was kind of like, I think Universal was kind of like, yeah, we're moving all of our music off of TikTok. We should have saw this coming. We should have saw this coming. Because if anything, the money-hungry, greedy motherfuckers in music starts to take music off of a street of a platform like TikTok, where you pretty much have found most of these artists nowadays. If they start taking music off of that motherfucker, something's up. TikTok has officially, the Senate has to still rule on it, but the U.S. government has, U.S. Congress has already ruled on it and said TikTok, they're banning TikTok from America. Usage, I guess, restricting it a little bit. And this is kind of funny. I'm like, now y'all want to get, now you care about America's safety when it comes to when it comes to data and all of this shit being used against us. Like, now you care? This is the funniest shit on the planet. I can't make this shit up. This shit is happening. social media platforms, and this is how, by the way, this is how they're gonna start doing this. Limiting freedom. Yeah, you're saying it's to ban the usage of how we're getting shit leaked into these countries' identities and all this shit, but really? That's how we. I guess that's how you want to use this. I don't really believe TikTok being banned from America. I don't think TikTok being banned from America is going to change anything. I'm on TikTok. I get on TikTok and I use it just to watch shit. Sometimes I post clips on it. Of course, I say it every time I do this show when I start doing social media. Brandon on TikTok too, right? Brandon on TikTok. But if TikTok doesn't, you know, they get rid of TikTok, it wouldn't really hurt me personally. Because when I get on TikTok, I just laugh at shit and I watch shit. But there is people that really do, you know, TikTok has shopping on it now, which is kind of like the dumbest shit on the planet. Why the fuck would you shop on a social media app? Don't get it, but do your thing. But this is one of those bands where this is one of those times, man, I don't know what's going to happen with American, because now they're starting to restrict a lot of shit. They're starting kind of now, like, all these states are now starting to have more power. And it's just the beginning, man. I don't know what's going to happen. But, yeah, I'm going to do my own little point of view around shit on that. But, and that's coming soon. And last but not least, Aaron Rodgers is going to try to be a vice president of the United States of America. That is the funniest shit on the planet. They're saying he's trying. He's probably on a ticket to run with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't know what the fuck is happening with this world, man. Oh, God. Aaron Rodgers, you still play football, right? The fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you doing? Listen, this country's already fucked up. With motherfuckers trying to vote between a fucking dementia patient and a fucking serial liar, like a serious liar. Like, I'm sorry. I don't really give a fuck about Aaron Rodgers trying to be vice president. He's just ass to the crazy. And here's the crazy part: people are gonna vote for him. Why? Because he's Aaron Rodgers. That always happens. Yeah. We're fucked, is what I'm trying to tell people today. We're fucked as a society, but, you know, I'm just a nigga with a podcast. Who am I? Until next time, I am Brian Janu. This is Brian Janu Show. Peace.